而正道的主题是当预备迎接你的神，第十次讲有宝贝在瓦器里。
The sermon topic is prepare to meet your God, part 10, having treasure in jars of clay.
Good morning, friends, brothers, and sisters.
Let's pray 同心祷告。
Now let us pray in one heart.
上帝，我们真系同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we truly give our thanks and praises to you.
我哋实在喺你面前一班有福嘅一群。
In front of you, we are truly a blessed group.
我们感谢你从这个地上将我们分别，将我们拣选，能够成为主你的儿女。
We give thanks that on this earth you set us apart as holy, and you've chosen us to be your children.
主耶稣亦都讲过，你唔再称我哋为仆人，你要称我哋做朋友。
Lord, you've also mentioned that you no longer call us your servants, but your friends.
因为主你将你意思教导我哋。
Because Lord, you teach us.According to your rules.
求主你今天早上，主你开我们每个人心中的眼睛。
Lord, on this morning, may you open the eyes of each and every one of us.
让我们能够看到你话里面的奇妙。
So that we can see how amazing is your word.
让我们能够在你面前能够真的恩上加恩，力上加力。
So that we can have grace upon grace and power upon power.
以致我哋能够被主你改变，能够荣上加荣，好似主嘅灵变成嘅一样。
So that we can renewed by you, we can have glory from you, just like we can be guided by your Holy Spirit.
主都求主你保佑洁净同我哋每一个人罪孽同过犯。
May the precious blood of our Lord cleanse each and every one of us.
你哋求圣灵嘅恩膏能力与孩子同在。
May the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit be with me, your child.
透过孩子同埋翻译嘅姊妹对弟兄姊妹说话。
May you speak with our brothers and sisters through me and the sister who interprets.
我哋嘅祷告、祈求、感谢奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
喺上一次嘅信息里边，我哋学习到你基督徒要有目标。
In the last message, we learned that as Christians, we must have goals.
要达到目标，人需要付上代价，要全力以赴。
To reach those goals, we need to pay a price and give their all.
保罗将呢个代价比喻成好似运动员要得到冠冕一样。
Paul compared this prize to an athlete striving for a crown.
可以睇到奥运选手佢哋摆上无数嘅时间同埋努力，佢甚至乎要放弃好多佢哋喜欢嘅食物同埋享受同埋呢啲嘅娱乐。
We see Olympic athletes dedicating countless hours and effort, even giving up many of their favorite foods, entertainment, and pleasures.
佢哋为嘅就系得到一个冠冕，但呢个冠冕系会扭坏噶。
They do this to win a crown, but that crown is perishable.
保罗话：我哋要得到嘅冠冕系唔会扭坏，系永恒，系更有价值嘅。
Paul said that the crown we Christians are striving for is imperishable, eternal, and of greater value.
所以我哋更应该要付上代价。
So we should be even more willing to pay the price.
但系如果我哋真系认真嘅话，我哋要发觉过咗一段时间之后。我哋做唔到。
But if we are truly serious, we will find that after some time we fall short.
当我哋睇圣经，我哋睇到彼得，佢甘心嘅同主一同下监，一同受死。
When we read the Bible, we see Peter saying that he is willing to go to prison and even die with the Lord.
但系冇几耐之后，喺几个大祭司嘅侍女面前，佢就发咒起誓话：我唔认得呢个人。
But shortly afterward, in front of some servant girls of the high priest, he swore and denied knowing him.
我睇到小路保罗佢话：我所愿意嘅，我反而唔做；我所唔愿意嘅，我反而倒去做。
We also see the apostle Paul saying, "For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing."
彼得爱主，保罗都爱主。
Peter loved the Lord, and Paul loved the Lord too.
但系问题就好似保罗所讲嘅，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
But the problem, as Paul pointed out, is for what I have the desire to do what is good. Sorry, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
所以問題就係，即使我哋一個好清楚嘅目標，我哋發覺我哋冇能力，我哋做唔到。
So the issue is that even though we have clear goals, we realize that we lack the ability and fall short.
例如主話不可少嘅只有一件，但係簡單到主要求我哋每天花時間靈修去親近主，我哋都感到有困難。
For example, the law said, but only one thing is needed. But something as simple as the Lord asking us to spend time in daily devotions and drawing near to Him, we may struggle with.
主話要愛人如己，但有時候我哋發覺我哋做唔到。呢啲人可能我哋身邊嘅親人、家人或者同事。
The Lord said, love your neighbor as yourself, but sometimes we find that we can't do that. These people may be our relatives, family members, or co-workers.
所以我哋今日裏邊嘅力量同埋神喺我哋身上嘅期望之間有一個差距，我哋做唔到。
So there is a gap between the strength we have today and God's expectations of us, and we fall short.
究竟我哋點樣能夠跨越呢個差距咧
？How can we bridge this gap？
又或者因為呢個差距，我哋就唔立志，我哋就放棄啦。
Or will we stop setting goals and give up because of this gap？
但係從聖經嘅睇到，我哋仍然需要立志。
From the Bible, we see that we still need to set goals。
因為心願必須從我哋裏邊嚟嘅，否則神幫唔到我哋。
Because the willing heart must come from within us, otherwise God cannot help us.
唔係話神冇能力去幫助我哋，而係神幫唔到我哋。
It's not that God lacks the power to help us, but that God can't help us if we aren't willing.
就好似賣主嘅猶大，主幫唔到佢。
It's like Judas who betrayed the Lord. Jesus couldn't help him.
猶大睇過主行過無數嘅神蹟，猶大有足夠嘅理由相信主就係神嘅兒子，但係佢就係唔信。
Judas witnessed countless miracles performed by Jesus, and he had enough reasons to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but he simply chose not to believe.
喺佢決定賣主之後，主俾佢好多次嘅機會。喺最後嘅晚餐嘅時候，主甚至清楚嘅指明係你。
Even after Judas decided to betray the Lord, Jesus gave him many opportunities. At the Last Supper, the Lord even clearly pointed him out.
但係猶大就硬住個心，就係要賣主，所以主幫唔到佢，因為猶大唔願意。
But Judas, with his hardened heart, was determined to betray the Lord. So Jesus couldn't help him because Judas wasn't willing.
我哋睇舊裏邊嘅巴蘭一樣啊。
We see the same thing with Balaam in the Old Testament.
喺新約猶大書用咗一句話去形容巴蘭，為利往巴蘭的錯謀裏直奔。
The New Testament in the book of Jude uses a phrase to describe Balaam, saying, they have rushed for profit into Balaam's error.
不是神不帮助巴兰，甚至乎用一只驴同佢讲说话。
It wasn't that God didn't try to help Balaam. God even used a donkey to speak to him.
但是巴兰的心硬，他不愿意神帮不到他，所以最后巴兰被杀。
But when Balaam hardened his heart and remained unwilling, God couldn't help him, and in the end, Balaam was killed.
今日我哋要注意，我哋会唔会喺巴兰嘅路上边行紧呢
？Today we need to ask ourselves: Are we walking on Balaam's path?
为咗啲嘅嘢，我哋喺错谬里直奔呢
？Are we rushing into error for the sake of something?
呢啲嘅嘢唔一定係巴蘭所講嘅利，呢啲嘅嘢可能我哋嘅脾氣，我哋嘅主觀。
These things may not necessarily be the prophet Balaam thought.
呢啲嘅嘢亦都可能
，they could be our temper, our personal opinions.
呢啲嘅嘢亦都可能我哋嘅執著、我哋嘅經驗、我哋嘅傳統。
Our stubbornness, our experiences, or our traditions.
我们需要去注意今天神有没有差一只雷跟我们讲话。
We need to pay attention to whether God is using a donkey to speak to us today.
这只驴可能不是一只真实的动物。
This donkey may not be a literal animal.
这只驴可能是我们的环境、我们的遭遇、我们身边的人、我们手中的圣经，或者我们听到的信息。
It could be our circumstances, our experiences, the people around us, the Bible in our hands, or the messages we hear.
神说，凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并且放在心上。
God says in Ezekiel, look with your eyes and hear with your ears, and pay attention to everything I am going to show you.
所以有时候神跟我们讲话，我们需要用眼睛去看。
So sometimes when God speaks to us, we need to use our eyes to see.
例如，如果我哋真用眼睛去睇我哋今日世界上发生嘅事情，神话俾你知道，神翻嚟嘅日子近。
For example, if we observe what is happening in the world today, God is telling us that His return is near.
其实我哋唔需要睇好大嘅事情，好似争战，好似瘟疫。
We don't need to look at major events like wars or plagues.
我哋睇睇呢个镜。看看自己，其实神亦都系同我哋讲紧说话。
We can just look in the mirror and at ourselves. God may also be speaking to us through that.
最近我喺gym运动嘅时候，喺更衣室里边遇到一个人。
Recently, I went to the gym and in the locker room, I met someone.
佢问咗个问题，佢话：你有孙未啊
？He asked me, "Do you have grandchildren?"
嗰时我企喺个镜面前，我本能立即睇下块镜。
At that moment, I was standing in front of the mirror, and instinctively, I looked at myself in the mirror.
我觉得好自然嘅回答佢，我睇嚟咁老咩
？I naturally replied, "Do I really look that old?"
佢有啲尴尬，所以即刻就兜翻住讲，佢话：啊，而家啲人早结婚啦。
He seemed a bit embarrassed, so he said, "People are getting married earlier these days."
所以当日神差只驴去到gym里边同我讲说话。
That day, God sent a donkey to the gym to remind me.
主话我已经老了，时间已经差不多，要准备见主了。
That I am getting older, that time is running out, that I need to prepare to meet the Lord.
就好似神同约书亚讲，你年纪老埋了，还有许多未得之地。
It's like when God spoke to Joshua, "You are very old, and there are still very large areas of land."To be taken over.
但系我都需要提醒弟兄姊妹，即使你仍然年轻，即使睇嚟唔似有孙，你哋仍然需要预备迎接主。
But I want to remind my brothers and sisters, even if you are still young and don't seem old enough to have grandchildren, you still need to be prepared to meet the Lord.
因为生命唔喺我哋手里边。
Because our lives are not in our own hands.
所以，正如雅各讲，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
As James says, why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow.
即使我哋今日几年轻，或者我哋今日几年长，我哋冇人知道喺地上我哋最后一日系几时。
Whether we are young or old, none of us knows when our last day on earth will be.
所以我哋每一个人都需要预备好自己去见主。
That's why each of us needs to be ready to meet the Lord.
我哋需要喺神仲俾我哋仲有机会嘅时候，要竭力嘅要达到神喺我哋身上嘅目标。
We need to strive to achieve the goals God has for us while we still have the opportunity.
但系问题系我哋做唔到，咁点算好咧
？But the issue is we find ourselves unable to do it. So what should we do?
保罗话：靠住我里边嘅宝贝就能够做到。
Paul said that we rely on the treasure within us。
我哋一齐读哥林多后书四章七节。
Now let us read together the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7。
我嘅经文都喺个内页里边嘅。
The scripture, the verse is printed in the bulletin。
好，我哋一齐读。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
所以今天我们要学习，第一，我们里面有宝贝。
Today we need to learn first, the treasure is with us.
第二，这个宝贝里面有个莫大的能力。
Second, the treasure has the great power.
第三，边个能够经历这个莫大的能力。
Third, who can experience this great power?
第一点，我们里面有宝贝。
First, we have treasure inside of us.
咁究竟林后四章七节里边嘅宝贝指嘅系咩咧
？So what exactly does the treasure in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 refer to？
当我哋要睇圣经，要明白一段经文嘅时候，其中一个方法就系睇上下文。
When we study the Bible, one of the ways to understand a passage is by looking at its context.
在前几节经文林后三章十七节讲到主就是那灵，主的灵在那里，那里就得以自由。
A few verses earlier, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 says, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
这个宝贝指的就是主的灵，就是圣灵。
This treasure refers to the Spirit of the Lord, which is the Holy Spirit.
So, 今日能唔能够活出神嘅要求，达到神嘅标准，能唔能够过一个得胜基督徒嘅生活，就睇我哋对圣灵嘅明白有几多啦。
Therefore, today, whether or not we can live according to God's requirements, whether we can meet God's standard and live a victorious Christian life, depends on how much we understand the Holy Spirit.
由于圣灵是一个很大的题目，所以今天只会集中在认识我们里面这个圣灵。
Since the Holy Spirit is such a vast topic, today we will focus only on understanding that the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
认识他有能力去帮助我们，让不可能变为可能。
And that he has the power to help us, making the impossible possible.
在下一次甚至乎下几次的信息里面，我们就要学习去经历圣灵。
In future messages, we'll learn more about experiencing the Holy Spirit.
因为今日嘅基督徒虽然有圣灵住我哋嘅里边，但我哋对圣灵嘅认识太少啦。
Because today many Christians have the Holy Spirit living inside them, but our understanding of the Holy Spirit is very limited.
我哋以为圣灵只不过一个感觉，甚至乎我哋圣灵一个错误嘅认识。
We often think of the Holy Spirit as merely a feeling. Sometimes we even have misconceptions about the Holy Spirit.
So we hear that Christians are seeking spiritual gifts, like healing and healing.
For example, we hear about Christians pursuing spiritual gifts, such as speaking in tongues and healing. These are the kinds of things that are commonly preached in charismatic churches today.
好多年前我嚟到 Melbourne 嘅时候，我哋就去过一个灵恩教会，因为当时唔知道。
Many years ago, when I first came to Melbourne, I once visited a charismatic church, not knowing what it was at that time.
佢哋认为唔讲方言就唔属灵。
They believed that if they didn't speak in tongues, they were not spiritual.
佢哋会开班嚟教人讲方言。
They even held classes to teach people how to speak in tongues.
佢亦都喺人嘅头上面按手。
They would lay hands on people's heads.
有一次牧师就叫咗一堆人嚟到讲台前边，然后一个一个嘅按手。
One time, the pastor called some people to the front of the stage and laid hands on them one by one.
我睇牧师按喺我左边嘅人一按，佢向后跌。
I saw the pastor lay hands on the person on my left, to my left, and they fell down.
来到我，他按手，见我没跌。
When he got to me, he laid hands on me, and I didn't fall.
我轻轻推下我，见我都没跌。
So he gently pushed me, but I still didn't fall.
跟着放下，他按了右边的人。
And he gave up on me and went to the person on my right, and they fell.
即按他又跌了。
They fell.
但是属灵的恩赐不是靠追求来的。
Spiritual gifts are not something we obtain through chasing after them.
更加不是靠上堂来的。
And certainly not through attending classes.
是圣灵随自己的意思去赐给人的。
They are given by the Holy Spirit according to His own will.
聖經裡面沒有三位一體這個詞。
The term Trinity does not appear in the Bible.
但從整本聖經我們看到聖靈是三位一體神裡面的其中一位。
But throughout the Bible, we can clearly see that the Holy Spirit is one of the triune gods.
聖靈是有位格的。
The Holy Spirit is one of the gods.
在以弗所書四章三十節，聖靈是會為我們擔心的。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, we see that the Holy Spirit grieves for us.
所以聖靈就好像我們身邊愛我們的人一樣。
Just like someone who loves us and is close to us.
在帖撒羅尼迦前書五章十九節，聖靈會感動我們的。
In verse Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, the Holy Spirit moves us.
我們的心裡面有一種不能夠解釋的催逼，叫我們去做一些事情，或者是見一些人。
There are times when we feel an inexplicable urge inside to do something or reach out to someone.
在羅馬書八章二十六節，聖靈會為我們禱告。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, the Holy Spirit prays for us.
呢一點我都從前分享過，有時我哋禱告，我哋真係唔明白點解我哋會咁樣禱告，係超越咗我哋理性，超越咗我哋知識嘅。
I've shared before that sometimes when we pray, we don't even understand why we pray in certain ways. This goes beyond our rational thinking and knowledge.
喺《約翰福音》十四章廿六節，聖靈會教導我哋明白聖經裏邊嘅説話。
In John chapter 14, verse 26, the Holy Spirit teaches us and helps us understand the words of Scripture.
例如，當我哋靈修嘅時候，我哋讀到一啲聖經裡面嘅説話，我睇到裡面嘅意思，喺我哋從來讀聖經嘅時候冇諗到嘅，呢個叫做亮光。
For example, during our devotions, we may read a verse from the Bible.And suddenly see meaning that we hadn't noticed before. We call this enlightenment.
聖靈都喺我哋需要嘅時候，讓我哋想起一啲聖經裏邊嘅説話。
The Holy Spirit also helps us recall the words of Scripture when we need them.
例如當我哋孤單嘅時候，聖靈會提醒我哋，神從來都冇丟棄過我哋。
For instance, when we feel lonely, the Holy Spirit might remind us that God has never abandoned us.
So, we are Christians, we need to read the Bible to put God's word into our hearts.
This is why Christians need to read the Bible and store God's word in our hearts.
聖靈的工作還有很多。
The work of the Holy Spirit extends even further.
例如使徒行傳十章十九節，聖靈是同每一堂人說話的。
For example, in Acts chapter 10, verse 19,We see that the Holy Spirit speaks to people.
在《使徒行傳》十五章廿八節，聖靈會同我哋作決定嘅。
In Acts 15:28, the Holy Spirit makes decisions for us.
在《約翰一書》二章廿七節，聖靈會管理我哋嘅生活。使徒約翰仲加多一句：這恩膏是真的。
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, the Holy Spirit guides our lives. The Apostle John adds, His anointing is real.
今天我們沒有時間去詳細講聖靈的每一個工作。
We don't have enough time today to discuss every aspect of the Holy Spirit's work.
但這個重點就是聖靈是有位格，就好像我們身邊的人一樣。
But the key point here is that the Holy Spirit has His position, is one of the gods, just like someone close to us.
而且《約翰福音》十四章十六至十七節，主同我哋講，聖靈係永遠嘅與我哋同在。
Furthermore, in John chapter 14, verses 16 to 17, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will be with us forever.
所以如果我哋真嘅用信心去接受主同我哋講嘅説話，神亦都開我哋嘅眼睛，可以睇到聖靈住喺我哋裏邊嘅話。
If we truly believe by faith what the Lord has said, and God opens our eyes.To see that the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
我哋嘅生活，我哋嘅生命一定毫唔一樣。
Our lives and our way of living will be profoundly different.
喺新約裏邊嘅哥林多教會係一個充滿恩賜嘅教會，定都喺神面前一個非常軟弱嘅教會。
The New Testament church in Corinth was a church filled with spiritual gifts, yet it was also very weak before God.
他們彼此之間會爭忌、去結黨，甚至要犯一些連外邦人都不會犯的罪。
They quarreled with each other, formed fictions, and even committed sins that even pagans wouldn't commit. This was because they did not take seriously the fact that the Holy Spirit dwelt within them. Therefore, Paul repeatedly reminded them that the Holy Spirit lived inside them.
例如哥林多前書3章16節，保罗话：，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头么？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, he says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you?"
6章19節，保罗又再讲：，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿，这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God?
在今日，如果我哋真嘅睇到圣灵住喺我哋嘅里边，我哋生活会更加嘅警醒。
Today, if we truly recognize that the Holy Spirit lives within us, we would live with greater alertness.
我哋一定唔会随便犯罪，我哋都唔敢随便犯罪。
And we certainly wouldn't sin carelessly or dare to sin casually.
而且我哋会一定会非常之感恩，因为谂到神竟然高抬我哋。
Moreover, we would be filled with gratitude. We would reflect on how God has chosen to exalt us in such a way.
一个创造天地嘅神，一个圣洁嘅神，好似所罗门所讲嘅，天同天上嘅天，尚且不足你居住嘅神。
The God who created the heavens and the earth, the great and holy God, as King Solomon said, the heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you, has humbled himself to dwell within us.
另一方面，保罗需要再一次嘅提醒哥林多教会嘅信徒，亦都反映出一个事实。
On the other hand, Paul needed to repeatedly remind the believers in the Corinthian church. Of a truth.
就係基督徒如果唔將聖靈內住嘅事實放喺心裏邊嘅話，我哋好自然會忘記。
If Christians do not keep the reality of the Holy Spirit's indwelling in mind, we will naturally forget it.
我會將呢個事實變成一個道理、一個知識、一個感覺。
We may reduce this truth to merely a doctrine, knowledge, or a feeling.
甚至乎最後連感覺都冇，麻木啦，因為我哋將聖靈嘅感動消滅啦。
Eventually, we may even lose that feeling entirely, becoming numb, as the prompting of the Holy Spirit is quenched.
所以我哋應該常常嘅提醒自己，用信心去接受我哋有這寶貝放在亞細裏。
Therefore, we should constantly remind ourselves by faith that we have this treasure in jars of clay.
保罗甚至乎喺以弗所书第一章教导我哋要为呢件事情祷告，求父使我哋能够真知道他。
Paul even teaches us in Ephesians chapter 1 to pray about this matter, asking the Father to help us truly know him.
第二点，我哋里边有莫大嘅能力。
Second, we have great power within us.
我们今天基督徒最大的问题就好像保罗说，我们立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
The biggest problem for Christians today is as summed up in Paul's words, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
那保罗是怎样胜过呢？他的出路在哪里呢？
So how did Paul overcome this? What was his way out?
在罗马书七章，保罗讲到四个属灵定律。我记得伊文杰牧师都曾经解释过呢四个定律。
In Romans chapter 7, Paul discusses four spiritual laws. I remember Pastor Yu Hongjie explaining these four laws.
呢四个律系有追求嘅基督徒，佢哋走天路一定会经过。
Every pursuing Christian will inevitably encounter these four laws on the journey to heaven.
咩叫律呢？
What is a law?
律就係話佢唔會改變，神嘅話就係唔會改變。
A law is something that does not change. The word of God does not change.
主話天地要廢去，我的話卻不能廢去。
As the Lord Jesus Christ said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
第一個律就係羅馬書7章22節神嘅律。
The first law is the law of God mentioned in Romans chapter 7, verse 22.
保罗爱神的说话，但问题是他想做的时候，他发觉自己做不到。
Paul loved God's word, but the problem was that when he wanted to do good, he found that he couldn't.
例如我们每天做灵修做例子。
For example, when it comes to daily devotion,
神的话很清楚，不可少的只有一件。
God's word is very clear, only one thing is needed.
我们里面真的很想每天去亲近主。
Deep down, we really want to draw close to the Lord every day.
但是发觉我们里面很多的难阻，懒啊，累啊，忙啊。
But we encounter many obstacles, laziness, tiredness, and busyness.
所以保罗在七章二十三节叫这个做肢体中犯罪的律，这个就是第二个律。
So Paul refers to this struggle in chapter 7, verse 22 as the law of sin at work within my members, which is the second law.
而当我们犯罪的时候，一个结果一定出现的，就是死。
When we sin, a consequence inevitably follows, death.
今天我们基督徒不会说犯了就立即死。
Today, as Christians, we don't die immediately after sinning.
但当我们犯罪的时候，我们同神之间的关系立即出现了问题。
But when we sin, our relationship with God is immediately affected.
在启示录，主同撒第教会的信徒说，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
In Revelation, the Lord writes to the church in Sardis saying, I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
当我们犯罪，我们立刻死，安明是活的，其实是死的。
When we sin, we are instantly dead. We may appear to be alive, but in reality, we are dead.
保罗在八章二节讲到，这三个律，第三个律就是死的律。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 2, Paul refers to this as the third law, the law of sin and death.
当我们追求愿意跟从主，要遵守神的诫命，我们没办法逃避这三个属灵的律。
When we pursue the Lord and are willing to follow Him and obey His commandments, we cannot escape these three spiritual laws.
神的律、罪的律、死的律。
The law of God, the law of sin, the law of death.
今天在地上生活，我们最熟悉的律就是地心吸力的律。
On our daily lives, on our earthly lives, the most familiar law to us is the law of gravity.
只要我们在地球上，我们没办法去逃避地心吸力的律。
As long as we are on earth, we can't escape the pull of gravity.
同样，自从人的始祖犯罪，我们里面有一个罪性。
Similarly, since our forefathers sinned, we have a spiritual nature within us.
只要我们还住在身体里面的时候，我们没办法去逃避犯罪。
As long as we reside in these bodies, we cannot escape sin.
即使最熟练的基督徒都没办法去逃避。
Even the most spiritual Christians cannot evade this reality.
我们看到保罗没办法逃避，我们看到彼得都没办法逃避。
We see that Paul could not escape it, nor could Peter.
那出路在哪里？保罗的转机在哪里？
So where is the way out? Where is Paul's breakthrough?
转机就是保罗在七章二十四节所说，我真是苦啊。
Paul's turning point comes when he exclaims in Romans chapter 7, verse 24, What a wretched man I am.
有人说牙痛惨过大病，直到几个月前我才明白这句说话。
Some say that toothache,is worse than a serious illness. It wasn't until a few months ago that I truly understood what this means.
牙痛的时候，食嘢痛，饮水又痛，而且痛会四围走嘅。
When you have a toothache, it hurts not only when eating but also when drinking, and the pain also radiates.
如果我哋牙真系咁痛嘅话，我哋一定会立刻嘅揾解决嘅方法。
If our tooth truly hurt that much, we would immediately seek a solution.
同样，当保罗喺度挣扎，佢里边嘅苦促使佢寻求帮助。
Similarly, when Paul was struggling, the pain within him drove him to seek help.
佢话：谁能救我脱离这垂死嘅身体呢？
He asks, "Who will rescue me from this body of death?"
當佢尋求嘅時候，佢揾到出路啦。
And when he sought help, he found the way out.
佢發現咗第四個律，就係賜生命聖靈嘅律。
He discovered the fourth law, the law of the Spirit of life.
喺七章廿五節，佢話感謝神，靠著我們主耶穌基督就能脫離了。
In Romans chapter 4, verse 25, he says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord."
佢點樣能夠勝過自己身體上面嘅軟弱？佢點樣能夠勝過罪同埋死嘅律咧？
How did he overcome his own weaknesses? How did he conquer the laws of sin and death?
喺八章二節，佢話：因為賜生命聖靈嘅律，在基督耶穌裏釋放了我，使我脫離罪和死嘅律了。
He explains in chapter 8, verse 2, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
就好似地心吸力一样，地球上每一样嘢都向下跌。
Just as gravity pulls everything down on earth.
但系当个火箭佢里边嘅力量更大嘅时候，佢就能够胜过。
But when the force of a rocket is greater, it can overcome that pull.
今日點解我哋基督徒一直嘅活喺軟弱嘅裏邊
？Today, why do Christians continue to live in weakness？
因為裏邊缺乏咗份對神嘅愛，以致缺少咗一份唔甘心，一種裏邊嘅苦得唔夠。
It's because there is a lack of love for God within them, leading to lack of satisfaction and a sense of not suffering enough。
只有基督徒真係愛主，先會覺得有種掙扎，覺得痛苦，呢個叫做神性嘅不滿足。
Only when a Christian truly loves the Lord will they experience struggle and feel anguish. This is what we call a holy discontent.
保罗话：我真是苦啊。
Paul said, "What a wretched man I am."
我睇到彼得一樣。
And I see the same with Peter.
當佢三次不認主嘅之後，佢就走到外邊痛哭。
After disowning the Lord three times, he went outside and wept bitterly.
所以今日如果係基督徒裏邊有掙扎，覺得苦，呢個係好事嚟。
So today, if we as Christians feel a struggle and a sense of suffering, that is a good thing.
因為呢個正正係我哋基督徒一個轉機。
As it signifies a turning point for us.
但另一方面，基督徒亦都唔應該過咗十年、二十年就仍然喺度嘆息話：我真是苦啊。
However, on the other hand, Christians should not be lamenting what a wretched man I am after 10 or 20 years.
我哋要學習保羅去倚靠聖靈，要運用第四個律——聖靈嘅律。
We need to learn from Paul to rely on the Holy Spirit and utilize the fourth law.The law of the Spirit.
呢个圣灵嘅律唔单止让保罗能够胜过自己身上边嘅软弱。
The law of the Spirit not only enabled Paul to overcome his own weaknesses.
呢第四个律都帮助到保罗能够胜过任何困难、挑战，甚至乎唔可能嘅局面。
But this fourth law also helped Peter conquer any difficulties, challenges, and seemingly impossible situations.
因为这个莫大的能力，他说在四章八章九节，他说我们四面受敌，却不被困住，心里作难，却不致失望，遭逼迫，却不被丢弃，打倒了，却不致死亡。
Because of this all-surpassing power, he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 to 9, We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair.Persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed.
保罗提到四个处境：四面受敌、心里作难、遭逼迫、打倒了。
Paul mentions four circumstances: hard pressed on every side, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down.
我希望我哋今日唔喺任何一个处境里边。
I hope that we are not in any of these situations today.
但如果神容許我哋喺任何一個處境裏邊嘅時候，我可以將我哋處境代入去呢兩節經文裏邊。
But if God allows us to find ourselves in any of them, we can place our circumstances within the framework of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9.
例如，我哋可以將經濟壓力、工作壓力、夫妻關係、健康問題都代入裏邊。
For example, we can consider issues like economic pressure, work stress, marital relationships and health problems in light of this scripture. We can also include the struggles of being persecuted by colleagues. As well as emotional challenges we may face.
得出来的结果应该就是不被困住，不致失望，不被丢弃，不致死亡。
The resulting conclusion should be not crushed, not in despair, not abandoned, not destroyed.
原因是第四律，我们里面有一个莫大的能力。
The reason for this is the fourth law. We have this all-surpassing power within us.
我们可能说这个是保罗，我们里面没有这个能力，那来到我们最后一点。
We might say, that's Paul. We don't have that power within us. This brings us to the fight to our final point.
最后一点，谁能有这个莫大的能力？
The final point is, who can have this all-surpassing power?
保罗说，林后四章七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
要注意保罗讲，这个莫大的能力不是出于我们。
Notice Paul says, this all-surpassing power is not from us.
我们没有这个能力，保罗都坦白讲，他都没有这个能力。
We do not have this power, and Paul was very honest in admitting that he too did not possess this power on his own.
从开始的时候，他已经承认自己是一个瓦器。
From the very beginning, Paul acknowledges that he is like a jar of clay.
瓦器一个特征就很容易碎。
A jar of clay has one key characteristic, it is easily broken.
今天我们很多人都很容易碎。
Today, many of us are easily broken.
我们很容易受伤，很容易发怒，很容易失控。
Easily hurt, easily angered, easily losing control. And often struggling to get along with others.
所以保罗说，这莫大的能力不是出于我们。
That's why Paul says, this all-surpassing power is not from us.
我们天然里面没有这个能力。
We humans do not possess this ability naturally.
那我们怎么能够有这个能力？
How can we have this power?
保罗说，这莫大的能力是出于神。
Paul says this all-surpassing power comes from God.
当我们有这个宝贝圣灵的时候，我们就有这个莫大的能力。
When we have this treasure, the Holy Spirit, we have this great power.
我们可能怀疑我们没有，我们的经历也都证实我们真的没有。
We might doubt that we have it, and our experiences may even confirm that we truly don't.
但我们要记得，这个莫大的能力是出于神，是从圣灵来的。
However, we must remember that this great power comes from God, and it comes from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵和祂的能力是分不开的。
The Holy Spirit and His power is inseparable.
我们不可能只有圣灵，但没有祂的能力。
We cannot have the Holy Spirit without having His power.
当我们真的信主的时候，我们就有圣灵住在我们里面。
When we truly believe in the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us.
当我们有圣灵的时候，我们自然有圣灵的能力。
And when we have the Holy Spirit, we naturally have the power of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音最后一本书，我们看到彼得的情况。
In the final chapter of the book of John, we see Peter's situation.
用保罗的说话，彼得真的被打到了。
Using Paul's word, Peter was truly struck down.
因为他不认主，他跌到一种懊悔、羞耻、失败的里面。
Because he disowned the Lord, Peter fell into deep regret, shame and failure.
他抬不起头，他要放弃，想回去打鱼了。
He couldn't lift his head and wanted to give up, planning to return to fishing.
主曾经多次的来去复兴彼得。
The Lord repeatedly came to restore Peter.
最后一次岸边，主问了彼得三次，你爱我吗？
And the last time was on the shore when he asked Peter three times, Do you love me?
喺冇幾耐之後，喺《到使徒行傳》第四章，我哋睇到彼得完全改變。
Not long after, in Acts 4, we see a completely changed Peter. He was able to boldly face the high priests.
彼得能夠勇敢地面對大祭司。
He was able to boldly face the high priest.
從前他面對大祭司幾個事裡，他就害怕得不得了。
Before he had been afraid when facing only a few servant girls of the high priest.
究竟彼得是從哪裡有這個勇氣面對大祭司呢？
Where did Peter get the courage to confront the high priest?
是因為第四個律。
It was because of the fourth law.
在《使徒行傳》四章八節講到彼得被聖靈充滿，彼得的勇氣來自聖靈的能力。
In Acts 4, chapter 4, verse 8, Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter's courage came from the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天我們每一個真信主的基督徒都有聖靈住在我們的裏面。
Today, every true believer in Christ has the Holy Spirit dwelling within us.
我們裏面的聖靈和當日的彼得、保羅或者任何信徒聖靈的裏面的聖靈是一個聖靈來的。
The Holy Spirit in us is the same Holy Spirit that was in Peter, Paul, and every believer in history.
当我们里面有圣灵，我们就有这个莫大的能力。
When we have the Holy Spirit within us, we naturally have this all-surpassing power.
总结今天的信息，我们基督徒要有目标。
In summary, as Christians, we must have a goal.
要达到目标，要行出神的旨意，我们需要能力。
To achieve this goal and live out God's will, we need power.
这个能力已经在我们的里面。
This power is already within us.
当我们信主的时候，圣灵住在我们里面。
When we believe in the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us.
圣灵这个莫大的能力也都跟着进入我们的里面。
And with him, the great power of the Holy Spirit enters our lives as well.
这个能力让我们能够胜过我们软弱，行出神的旨意，从不可能变成可能。
The power enables us to overcome our weaknesses, to live out God's will, and to turn the impossible into the possible.
我相信在我年纪的人都玩过不倒翁。
I believe that those of us of my age all played with roly-poly toys when we were young.
我记得从前我读小学的时候就做过不倒翁。
I remember making one in primary school.
老师给我们一个半圆形的胶球，好像半个乒乓球一样。
The teacher gave us a half-sphere plastic ball, like half a ping pong ball.
然后我用胶水将一粒波子固定在这个半圆形的里面的中间。
I used glue to fix a small marble in the center of the half-sphere.
之后就用纸做一个圆锥来包住它。
Then I covered it with paper shaped into a cone.
再在纸上面画一个人的样子，就变成了一个不倒翁。
And drew a little person on it, then it became my roly-poly toy.
这个不倒翁无论我怎样推它，它都不会跌的，不会倒下来的。
No matter how much I pushed it, it wouldn't fall.
即使我将它推到瞓在一个台面上面，它会自己起翻身的。
Even if I pushed it until it was lying flat on the table, it would wobble and it will stand back up.
跟住佢会左摇右摆，跟住最后起翻身啦。
It would wobble and right and it will stood up straight again.
所以不倒翁佢唔会倒嘅原因，唔系因为佢个名叫做不倒翁。
The reason why the roly-poly wouldn't fall is not because it is called a roly-poly.
它不会倒的原因，也不是因为我外面画了什么公仔。
It is also not because I drew a person on it.
关键是因为不倒翁里面有一粒波子。
The key was the small marble inside.
只要这个不倒翁里面有那粒波子，它就不会倒了。
As long as the marble was there, the toy wouldn't stay down.
同样知我们里面有圣灵，圣灵莫大的能力就能够帮助我们。这个是第四个律，圣灵的律。
In the same way, as long as we have the Holy Spirit within us, the great power of the Holy Spirit will sustain us, and this is the fourth law, the law of the Spirit.
就好似我哋今个礼拜金句哦，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我哋灵方能成事。
Just as what is written in our weekly scriptures, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit.
我哋唱回应诗歌，靠我灵成事。
Now let us sing the responding hymn, By My Spirit. Pray in one heart.
主天父，我哋真系同心去感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we truly give our thanks and praises to you.
主，感謝你，你真係住喺我哋嘅裏邊。
Thank you, Lord, that you truly dwell in us.
主，求你真係常常去，真係提醒我哋，開我哋眼睛，可以睇到真係有寶貝住喺我哋牙依個牙器嘅裏邊。
Lord, may you always remind us, open our eyes, that we are aware that we have treasure in our clays of jar.
你話不是依靠勢力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠你嘅靈方能成事。
Not by might or by power, but by your Holy Spirit.
讓我哋常常去懂得去依靠你，為親愛嘅聖靈去幫助我哋。
May we learn to rely on you always.May we rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
不論面對我哋身體嘅軟弱，或者身邊周圍嘅遭遇嘅難處。
Whether we are facing the illnesses in our bodies or the difficult situations in our daily lives.
主，你話靠你嘅靈就能成事。
Lord, you tell us that relying on your Holy Spirit and you will achieve for us.
主，願你份莫大嘅能力常在我哋生命裏邊彰顯。
Lord, may your mighty power always be revealed in our daily lives.
讓人喺我哋睇到主你嘅榮耀。
So that people on earth will see the glory of our Lord.
主，求你幫助每一個弟兄姊妹，能夠常常去更多對聖靈有更多嘅認識。
Lord, may you help our brothers and sisters to have a better knowledge in the Holy Spirit.
我哋禱告祈求，感謝奉主耶穌基督嘅名。
A prayer, petition, and thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.